Erev Tov, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone is healthy. The learning tonight should be L'Refuah Shalema for Chana Tema Bas Chaya. Chana Tema Bas Chaya. The learning that we have this evening should be as Zchus L'Refuah Shalema for Emmy Hafer Bekarov. Tonight we are learning the 100th parak of Tehillim, which is part of our daily davening in Psukei Dezimra. It's a very short parak of Tehillim entitled Mizmar Lesoda. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that this parak is one of the 11 parakim that were actually authored, not by David, not by some of the musicians from the Beis HaMikdash, that Mizmar LaAsaf and a number of others. But this parak was one of the 11 authored by no one less than Moshe Rabbeinu. It was edited by David HaMelech. It was put in as the 100th parak. In fact, there are those that explain it was put in as the 100th parak because we know that there's an obligation to say 100 brachos a day. The Torah says that that halacha actually was instituted by David HaMelech, by King David, to say 100 blessings every day. And the theme of this short chapter of Tehillim, this short parak of Tehillim, actually is all connected to the concept of why we say 100 brachos a day. Why do we say 100 blessings each and every day? Because it's supposed to sensitize us to all that we get from Hashem, and that we should be grateful and express our appreciation to the Borei Olam every day, 100 times. And that's why Mizmar Lesoda is the 100th chapter, because Mizmar Lesoda, it's a song for giving thanks. That's what this is really about. It's interesting that Rav Moshe Wolfson, a lot of what we're going to say tonight is from Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, the Mashgiach of Torah Vadas, the Rav of a beautiful Beis Medrash in Borough Park, Emunas Yisrael. And Rav Wolfson has a sefer on Tefillah V'ani Tefillah, in addition to his many svarim on Parsha, on Eretz Yisrael. And in it, Rav Wolfson points out that according to Minhag Svard, Nusach Svard, this is the first Perek of Psukei Dezimra that is said after Baruch Shammai. Remember, we said Nusach Svard, and many influenced by Kabbalah, like the Hasidim, they put Hodu before Baruch Shammai. Hodu, just a collection of verses, the first half, you know, a song that David HaMelech put together, never formally part of Tehillim, but found in Divrei Hayamim, the Chronicles. So those psukim, those were sung when the Aron was transported to Jerusalem, but really it's just an amalgamation of verses that might be connected to Karbanos before Baruch Shamar. Then we say Baruch Shamar, the long blessing with the 10 allusions to different meanings of Hashem's name of Yud Hey and Vav Hey. And then we say a blessing to allow us to give praise. And according to Nusach Svard, right after we say Baruch Shamar, right then we say Mizmar Lesoda, meaning this is the first Perek, these are the first psukim of praise to Hashem as part of the formal section of davening known as Psukei Dezimra. So that tells us something very interesting, that this is the paradigm of praise. This is the paradigm of what it means to sing to Hashem. And even for Nusach Ashkenaz, so we pointed out, it's the first perek, it's the first standalone chapter of Psalms that we sing during the Psukei Dezimra. And we pointed out, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, it follows so beautifully. One could argue that in a certain way, Hodu is all an introduction, in fact, to Mizmar Lesoda. There is such an argument that the whole of Hodu is an introduction to this great chapter, the 100th chapter of Psalms of Mizmar Lesoda. Why? Because how did Hodu end? V'ani b'chastacha v'tachti yageli bi bishua secha. That I, in your kindness, trust Hashem. I trust you'll do kindly to me. Yageli bi bishua secha. My heart gets joyous with your coming salvation, right? That we trust that it's coming. So we are already, our heart is already lifted because we have confidence that Hashem will come in Yeshua's Hashem Kerev Ayin, that Hashem's salvation can come in the blink of an eye, no matter how bleak it looks. And it pasuk ends, Ashir el Adonai ki gamal aloi, that I sing to Hashem ki gamal aloi, because he did in fact bestow kindness upon me. And last week we said from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, there's a difference between before before you actually experience the divine providence and after you actually experience the divine providence. Before, there's a sense of confidence, there's a sense of heart being lifted up, but to actually sing to Hashem, no, ki gamal alai. You only sing when you actually experience the kindness and the love and the salvation of God. And right after we say ki gamal alai, mizmor lasoda. Right from saying that I only sing when I actually experience divine protection, divine salvation, so now we sing a chapter of Psalms. We sing a song that gives gratitude for the incredible kindness that Hashem showed us. And in fact, we know that Mizmor Lasoda is very much connected to the Karban Toda. In fact, some say the first two words, Mizmor Lasoda, a song, Litoda, for when you bring the Karban Toda, this is the song that you have to sing when the Karban Toda is offered. And in general, we know it's very interesting that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us why, in fact, is song part of the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have song as part of the temple service? And he says, because we have to make sure everything is being done with great joy. And the songs of the Levim are supposed to lift everyone up. We know sometimes people bring karbanos, they feel bad about the karban, not because how much the karban costs. We hope that's not what a person is focused on. But we know a person brings a sin offering, a guilt offering, a burnt offering because of improper thoughts and, you know, missed opportunities. You bring a burnt offering. So there's a certain heaviness to the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, being in God's presence is great awe. But the Levim say that it has to be mixed with joy. It has to be with joy. V'gila birada. And so therefore, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that's why there's songs in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Karban Toda is, in fact, many say, one of the greatest of the Karbanos. In fact, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells us that in the future, all Karbanos, all personal sacrifices are going to be nullified, except for the Karban Toda. Except for the Karban Toda. It's the only personal sacrifice that is going to be offered. And because this is the song to be sung when the Karban Toda is brought, that's why, in fact, we stand for Mizmor Lasoda, right? We know sometimes Nusach Sfar, they have it easy. It's right after Baruch Shamar. You stand for Baruch Shamar, so right after, you're still standing for Mizmor Lasoda. But Nusach Ashkenaz, you stand for Baruch Shamar, you sit for Hodu, then you got to stand for these four psukim that take no time at all, right? But it's like you're bringing, it's the song of the Karban Toda, like you're bringing a Karban Toda. So that's why you have to stand when you say Mizmor Lasoda. And I wanted to quote something from the Shulchan Aruch. It's not only that the Karban Toda is going to be the only sacrifice that is going to exist, B'yimos HaMashiach, but listen to what the Mechaber says. Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, writes in Siman Nun Aleph, Sif Tes, chapter 51, law 9, Mizmor Lasoda Yesh La'omra B'negina. When you say Mizmor Lasoda, you should say it with a tune. You should sing Mizmor Lasoda. You should know Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, one of the great poskim of the latter half of the 20th century, someone I was zochet to meet and talk to, Mamsh, one of the great, great Gedolei Torah of the 20th century. So in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo on Tefillah, from his Torah, on his ideas and his Piskei Halacha and his thoughts about davening, he says he wonders why it is. In these shuls, they sing Lechadodi, they sing all different parts of davening, they sing Kedusha, but they don't sing Mizmor Lasoda. He says he doesn't get it. The Shulchan Aruch says, sing Mizmor Lasoda. But yet we just run through it. And other parts of davening, there's no halacha to sing. We don't sing. So I personally, I try to sing Mizmor Lasoda. And when you sing it, you say it a little bit slower. But listen why the Mechaber says to make sure you sing Mizmor Lasoda. Shekol hashiros asidos libatel chutz mi Mizmor Lasoda. Because all songs in the future are going to be nullified except for the song of Mizmor Lasoda. Now that's very interesting, especially because we said that Hodu, there were Kabbalistic sources that Hodu was going to be the song of the future. But remember, this makes a lot of sense if Hodu is in fact just an introduction to Mizmor Lasoda, okay? We're not gonna take the whole night on that, but it's something to think about. That Mizmor Lasoda, the Mechaber tells us, just like the Karban Toda is the Karban that is going to exist in Yemos HaMashiach, the only personal offering, so too, the only song, the only personal song that's going to exist is Mizmor Lasoda. And that's why every day when we say Mizmor Lasoda, we should try to say it with a song, we should try and sing a tune. And I have to tell you, this is one of the sins that I'm going to publicly confess to. We know that if you're late to davening, there's a seder, there's an order of what part of Psukei Dezimra you say. You say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach. If you have more time, you add a couple of the halukas. Personally, I have to be honest with you, Eschatai ani maskir hayom. You know, normally Jews, we're not so into public confessional, but I'll confess this one sin, that Baruch Shamar, after I say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach, I will very often just add in a quick Mizmar Lasoda. I'll just try and get Mizmar Lasoda into davening, because again, it's the one that you have to sing. It's the song that we're going to sing when Mashiach comes. So this is all highlights for us the chashivas, the importance of Mizmar Lasoda. But in truth, there's also another great lesson for Mizmar Lasoda, and that is sometimes when people ask me, Shilas, whether they're obligated to say Birchas HaGomel. We know the Gemara in Brachos tells us there are four things that a person is obligated to say the Bracha of Gomel, right? HaGomel HaChayvim Tovo Shegmelani Kol Tov, the blessing when a person feels God's graciousness and the blessing of God. Someone gets very sick and gets better, someone, God forbid, in an accident, someone gets out of jail, someone crosses an ocean, right? Things that were very dangerous. When a person gets through it, so you say the Bracha of Gomel. A woman, after giving birth, she customarily also says a Gomel. So what happens, let's say there's a questionable situation, Gomel, yes Gomel, no Gomel, like someone asked me not too long ago about almost getting into a car crash. So the psak that I had from one of my rabbim, Mordechai Willig Shlita from Yeshiva University, is one time I was driving in the mountains to Morasha Kolel to get a shear, and there was an accident right in front of me. I screeched, I went off the road, but I didn't, Baruch Hashem, I didn't hit anything. Rabbi Willig told me, no impact, no bracha. So I said, so what do you do? He said, say Mizmar Lasoda with special kavana, because the carbon toad is what you're supposed to bring. Meaning the Gomel that we say, the blessing of Gomel really takes the place of the carbon toda. So if there's maybe a question whether you're obligated to say a Berchas HaGomel, so we're generally more cautious about saying brachos that might not be necessary, taking Hashem's name in vain. So the idea is that you say Mizmar Lasoda, you say Mizmar Lasoda with Kavana, that takes the place of the blessing of a Gomel. So now that we built up this parak of Tehillim, let's actually learn it. Okay, let's learn Mizmar Lasoda. So Mizmar Lasoda starts again, Mizmar Lasoda, a song to give praise, a song of thanks to give thanks, or a song for the Karban Toda itself, right? And how does it, what do we say? Mizmar Lasoda, Harilu Adonai Kala Aretz. This is a song of thanks, this is a song for the Karban Toda, but Harilu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Harilu means to shout out joyously. Harilu from a Lashon of Trua, right? Yom Trua Yelachem, that Rosh Hashanah is a day of, right? The Trua, the blasting sounds of crying out to Hashem, but Harilu Lashem Kol Haaretz, Mizmar Lasoda, call out Hashem, call Aretz. The whole world should call out, shout out joyously to Hashem. And this is very interesting that this, again, parallels the Karban Toda. Why? Because the Karban Toda is an animal, but with the animal, there are 40 loaves of bread and matzos, a lot of bread, right? We know carbs not so good for you, right? Can't even eat 40 loaves of that stuff, right? Different types of bread, products. So, but yet, some karbanos, normally just shlamim, the general category that toda is a part of, you can eat it for a couple of days. Karban toda, you can only eat it till the next morning, that's it. So how's a person supposed to eat all that? So Chazal tell us she's not. A person himself or herself is not supposed to eat all of it. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to walk around Jerusalem saying, here, this is from my karban toda, please eat some. And you're supposed to share your joy. You're supposed to share your thanks. And that's why Mizmar Lasoda, song for the Karban Toda, Harilu Hashem Kol Aretz, that our joy is so great, our thanks to Hashem is so overwhelming, we want to shout it from the rooftops. We want to sing it from the hilltops, and we want the whole world to sing with us. And then we say, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Bo L'Fanav Birnana, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. What an important, important phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that David HaMelech puts into Tehillim. We know, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, and Parshas Kisavo, we're warned about the danger of lack of Simcha. We know in Parshas Kisavo, in the Tochacha, the admonishment of 98 horrifying curses that Moshe Rabbeinu warns might happen to the Jewish people when we turn away from Hashem. The Ramban says that that's what's going to happen during After the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the long exile that we are now in, and unfortunately, all the tsaras of Kisavo have taken place, unfortunately, Bavanosenu HaRabim. But we know that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know why this is all going to happen? Tachas Ashalavata Hashem Elokecha Misimcha Mitov Leivav Umriyav Kal. You know why all these bad things are going to happen? These horrifying things? Because we don't serve Hashem out of joy. Whoa, what does that mean? So we have to understand, Rabbi Elio Lopian, he says, what does this mean? It doesn't mean that you're going to do all the mitzvahs just not with joy, so then there's going to be horrible punishments. But when you don't serve Hashem with joy, and Rishonim say this on this pasuk in Tehillim, the Radak and others, if that's Hashem simply, because if you don't serve Hashem with joy, then you show what's your service of God? It's a burden. It's not out of a sense of gratitude. It's not out of a sense of appreciation. It's not out of a sense of love. It's out of a sense that if I'm not going to, Hashem's going to smack me down. Or some type of martyr complex, God forbid. So that's why Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, it's so important to serve Hashem with joy. And again, in the context of a Karban Todah, when a person was just saved from a dangerous situation. But as we say at the end of Hodu, we have to know we're singing Tashem Moi Kigamal Aloy, even though it's Hashem Simcha, the service of Hashem is with joy, because we have to remember the Toda, the great gratitude and appreciation that we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you should know there's a famous Hasidus Shemaisa, that one of the Hasidim, one of the Talmidim of the Heilige Magidim is rich, Zechusi Yegen Aleinu, the major, major transmitter of Hasidus, one of the two primary students of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Zechusi Yegen Aleinu. So one Talmid of the Magidim is rich was coming out of the Mikvan Erev Shabbos, and in the Chaver of his, another Talmud of the Magid saw him, and he said, no, what's going to be with us in our Avodas Hashem and all of our sins? Oh, we're Mali Avonos, we're so full of sins. You go to a mikveh, what's it going to do? And his friend looked at me, he goes, our sins? He goes, I'm not worried about our sins. Our sins? This tshuva, we'll do tshuva. Don't worry about our sins. He says, I'm worried about our service of Hashem. I'm worried about how we daven. I'm worried about how we learn. I'm worried about how we do chesed. Do we do that with a simcha? Do we do that with a fire? Do we do that with a passion? The sins, we have tshuva, we'll wipe away the sins. What concerns me more, do we have the simcha when we're doing our service of Hashem? That's what he said concerns him more. And we know when we talk about the centrality of simcha in Avodas Hashem, we've had multiple shiurim on this that we've posted, and I'm not sure on the Zoom and Y'u Torah, but we have many, many shiurims on simcha, different Yom Tov and Parsha shiurim related to this theme of simcha and Avodas Hashem. But we can't forget what Reb Chaim Vital was told by his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal, one of the greatest Kabbalists in all of our distinguished and lengthy history, right? I mean, the Arizal was top of the top. I mean, him, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Akiva. I mean, the Arizal really was one of the greatest of all time. And he told his student, Reb Chaim Vital, wanted to know, why did you merit all of these revelations? It wasn't you were such a genius. This was a gift from heaven. Why did you merit this? And the Arizal said, you know, I had the same question. I davened that they should reveal to me, why did I merit all of these divine revelations? And he said, from Shemaim they revealed to me, because I excelled at simcha shel mitzvah. I excelled in being joyous in the performance of mitzvahs. That's what Reb Chaim Vital reports from his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh. You have any questions about the importance of avodas, of simcha and avodas Hashem? It's the key. And Rav Moshe Wolfson, he brings down a beautiful Hasidus Shemaisa of Rav Shimon Yaslover. Rav Shimon Yaslover, actually, his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, tried to lure his grandfather to be a Hasid. Yaroslover. His grandfather be a Hasid. His grandfather rejected the Baal Shem Tov. His father was enticed by the Magid Mizrich to be a Hasid, and his father rejected the Magid Mizrich. But yet, the son, the grandson, Reb Shimon Yaroslover, he becomes a chassid. He becomes a chassid first of the Rebbe Remeilach, and then a chassid of the Chozim Lublin Zechusim Yegen Aleinu. And his father was not happy with this. His father told him the way the Hasidim say Kaddish V'yatzmach B'kuner V'kar Mishichei, his father supposedly told him, if you're going to say Kaddish the way the Hasidim say Kaddish, don't say Kaddish for me. I'm forbidding you from saying Kaddish for me if you're going to say it the way those Hasidim say it. Can you imagine? I mean, we don't understand the battles, L'shem Shemaim, that went on then. But Reb Shimon Yaros Lover, he was sitting and learning Yomim V'Loila, incredible tzaddik. And one time a person who knew that his father, grandfather weren't happy with him, weren't supporting him, wondered how this young husband, father, was supporting himself. And his mishpach, and he went to him, how do you support? So he said, Ich hab zwei kin. That he has two kin, two cows. I have two cows, ich hab zwei kin. So the guy said, oh, that's nice. That's a good parnassa. You have two cows. Psh, big parnassa, the milk. Oh, give out. But the guy, after a couple of days, realized Rav Shimon Yaroslav doesn't have two cows. And he comes in to him and goes, why do you lie to me? You told me you had two cows. None. He goes, nine. I told you, ich hab zwei kien. I told you I had two kiens. You know what the two keys I had? Ki vo yismach libenu, ki v'shem kacho batachnu. Two keys. Two phrases that that are actually part of Hodu, that says Kivo Yismach Libenu, because in Him my heart rejoices. Ki b'shem kacho b'tachnu, because in Hashem's name, holy name, I trust. Not ki in as cows, but ki, the word ki, kaf yud. Those two, he goes, I have two keys. And Rav Moshe Wolfson, he writes that we know Hebrew words that sound very much like each other have a connection, even though you don't think they are. And he says the word samach, to be happy, to be joyous, is very much related to the word samach, with a samach, not with a sin, with a chaf, not with a ches. Samach, happiness, is very much close to the word, is very similar to the word samach, to support, to be close to lean on, right? And the word atzav, to be sad, is very similar to the word azav. They even sound like atzav, azav. To sad, where does sadness come from? Azav, you feel forsaken, you feel alone, you feel abandoned. And Rav Wolfson says, what does it mean, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha? You know where simcha comes from? As Rav Shimon Yaroslav says, the two keys, ki vo yismach libenu, ki v'shem kacho batachnu. I have simcha in Hashem, I have simcha in my heart because I have trust in Hashem. That's where it comes from. And that's what we have to focus on here, where it comes from. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, and when you serve Hashem with simcha, bo lefan of birnana. Whenever you come in front of Hashem, when you come to daven, when you come to learn, when you come to do a mitzvah, birnana, it's with great rejoicing. It's with great, incredible rina, one of the highest forms of joy that a person can experience. If you have simcha in your service of Hashem, whenever you come in front of Hashem to be lefnei Hashem, it's the greatest joy in your life, right? To be able to daven quietly and let, what a bracha it is, what a blessing, what a joy to be able to feel that you're in Hashem's presence. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues, De'u ki Adonai hu Elohim. That Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, "D'u, no, ki Hashem hu Elokim." And again, where's the simcha? The simcha is, where's the gratitude? No, ki Hashem hu Elokim. This is reminiscent of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. We've talked about this often. The showdown with Eliyahu and the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the four false prophets of Baal. That Eliyahu has this whole showdown with the different mizbeachs. Each one is a mizbeach. Each one has an animal to offer up. And Eliyahu's karban is consumed by fire. The Nevi'ei HaBaal is rejected. And Eliyahu Navi gets up and tells the Jewish people. And they all declare, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim, which we say at the end of Yom Kippur. And so this is what we say every morning in Mizmor Lasoda. De'u, no. Not just believe. No. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, that Hashem is Elokim, the Baal HaKochos Kulam, the one that makes everything happen. Hu asanu. Hashem is the one that makes us. Rav Wolfson, he writes very strongly in his Sefer. He doesn't like this American concept of the phrase, we're making a living. What do you do for a living? Because what do I do for a living? I don't do anything for a living. The Eibishter, Hashem gives us a living. Hashem gives us, we do our hishtadlus. We have to put in our efforts. Of course, everyone has an obligation to do hishtadlus, but we have to know that Hashem, hu asanu, Hashem makes us. Velo anachnu, this word velo vav lamed vav, means and to him we are, meaning we're gods. But you know how that's how we pronounce it. You know how it's written? Vav Lamed Aleph. Vav Lamed Aleph means, V'lo Anachnu means, Hu Asanu, Hashem makes us. V'lo Anachnu, and not us. It's not us. We don't make it. It's all up to the Eibishter. It's all up to Hashem. And again, this is the Mizmar Lasoda. This is why Ki Gamal Alai, we've already been the recipients of tremendous benevolence, tremendous blessing, tremendous love from Hashem. And this is what we have to recognize. V'lo anachnu, amo v'tzomari, so we are his nation, and the sheep that he is the shepherd for, as we said in Hodu. The idea of Hashem being our roe, of course, David HaMelech says it most famously in Mizmar LeDavid, Hashem roi lo echsa chaf gimel, that Hashem is our shepherd, Hashem is our shepherd. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to lack anything, because that's what the shepherd does. The shepherd sustains, and the shepherd protects. Bo sha'arav b'soda chatzirosav b'tzihila, come into his gates with soda, with song, with grateful, appreciative song. Chatzirosav b'tehila, his courtyards with praise. Hodu lo baruch hu shemo, give thanks to him, bless his name. Ki tov Adonai leolam chasdo v'ador v'ador emunaso, because Hashem is good forever in his kindness, and for all generations emunaso is his faithfulness. So what is it? How are we ending this very short but very intense and powerful perek? So in the Sefer Acha Sha'alti that I'm also using a lot in the Shiurim from Rav Shaltiel Meir Kohen Shlita of Eretz Yisrael, so author of the Lachzos Benoam Hashem Svarim on Parsha that I enjoy and that we quote from a lot. So he says, very important, that we know the Gemara discusses this in multiple places. Chazal talk about this, that the power of Karban is really unbelievable. But what happens? Avram Avinu was concerned about this. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about this. And it makes sense. This is authored by Moshe Rabbeinu. That Hashem, okay, it's great. You have these karbanos to bring atonement for our children. But what happens when there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore? So Hashem says in the Shalma Farm Sfaseinu that the bulls will be made up by their lips, by their tefillas. So this is Rav Cohen reads these psukim from Moshe Rabbeinu. Bo sha'arav b'soda, you're going to come into the gates of the Beis HaMikdash with your karban todah to give thanks. Chatzeros of b'sihila. But the chatzeros kadsho, his holy courtyards, that's a reference in Chazal to the Bati Midrashos and Bati Knesios of Galus. Right, there is the Sha'arim, the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, we bring in the Karban Todah. But what happens when there's no Karban Todah anymore? So then, Chatzirosav B'sihila, Hodu Lo Baruch Hu Shemo, give thanks to him and bless his name. Ki tov Hashem le'olam chasdo v'ador v'ador emunaso, because Hashem's goodness is forever. Meaning, even when there's no more karbanos, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring us the atonement needed to absolve ourselves from the sins, there's no more avodas kohen gadol Yom Kippurim, there's no more sorir l'Hashem and sorir l'azazel, we don't have any of these things anymore. But you know what? Ki tov Hashem le'olam chasdo v'ador v'ador emunaso. Hashem's goodness and his kindness, his benevolence is forever. V'ador v'ador emunaso. In each and every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his faithfulness in us. And he gives us the opportunity, even when we sin, to do the tshuva and to say the words of vidui and to come close to him and once again to sing to the Ribono Shel Olam. So tonight, again, this learning as a chusler for Shlema, for Chanatema, Bas, Chaya, for Emi Hafer, and again, it's so appropriate that we learn this parak. For those people that know Emi Hafer, know that this is like a parak of her Simcha Sachayim. But we have to know every day, try to say this parak b'simcha. Try to say this parak of Tehillim, this part of davening with a tune. Think about your tune and to stand up when we say this parak and to sing and cry, thank you, Ribono Shel Olam. And you should know, Al Pi Kabbalah, they say the more a person thanks, and we've spoken about this many times before, the more we thank Hashem, the more Hashem opens us up and makes us receptacles for even greater divine blessings. Have a great night, everyone. Stay safe. Daven well.